guys, I'm in a Grace Hopper conference and I'm with Vanessa. I knew Vanessa over Twitter. We were tweeting about Grace Hopper and following the hashtag GHC15. Yep. And this is how I knew Vanessa. And finally, I met her face to face. So, hi, Vanessa. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. It's an amazing experience. The last day, it's overwhelming. I don't know. It's my first time. I'm just like, so much inspiration at the same time.
Well, we're so happy to have you. Yes.
Okay, Vanessa, can you talk a little bit about yourself? What do you do, student or not student? What do you do in your work? What's your passion about? And then we can also talk about your volunteer into Grace Hopper.
Sure. So I recently graduated. I'm a year into my first, I guess, grown-up job. I do a lot of work with databases and QA. I work at a great company here in the Woodlands, which is half an hour north of Houston. Yeah, so I'm a Houston native and I've been volunteering. This is my second year with the Anita Borg Institute. So,
can you tell us about volunteering? How did you start and how can anyone volunteer?
Well, this year is actually my fifth Grace Hopper, and I, like you, was just so excited, and I learned so much, and after a while, I just wanted to be able to get back to the community. Moving forward, I knew I wanted to return, and, you know, I really just asked online one day. I asked on Twitter, and they set me up, and now I do blogging or note-taking every year for sessions for people who can't make it out. And
yes.
So it's a great community to be a part of, involved in.
So it's easy to be a volunteer. You just ask for it and you do something, I guess. Right?
Sure. You know, we have a volunteer committee and there are plenty of opportunities for people who are looking to volunteer. Even if you can't make it to the conference, we have, you know, remote volunteers. Mm. And they help with social media and they really promote Grace Hopper. So even if you can't make it to the conference, you can still give back to the community in some way.
Oh, that's awesome. That's really, really great. I like it. Okay, I have some rapid fire questions.
Okay.
We will go through them.
Oh, okay.
But first, can you tell us a little bit about your job? Just said I have a grown-up job. But what is it?
My job would basically equate to being a QA job. Mm-hmm. I work with Benefits Administration, my company. So we are heavily involved with administering people's benefits as far as insurance and healthcare is concerned. Mm-hmm. So I work a lot with health insurance and just a lot of people data.
Okay.
And I am tasked, you know, I write a lot of test plans and I execute a lot of test plans. And I also work with databases every single day. I'm in and out, and we have 5 different databases per client. Mm. And I have 2 clients with well over, I think combined, 75,000 employees.
Oh wow.
So they're pretty big. So that's kind of what I do.
That's awesome. I like it. Okay, let's go through our questions.
Okay.
First questions, coffee or tea?
Coffee.
How many times a day?
I've scaled down, but probably one. Okay. One good 8-ounce cup a day is good for me.
That's good. Second question, what do you spend money on that makes your life easier?
That makes my life easier?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I can tell you what I spend my money on that makes my life harder, and that's food, because then I get really chubby.
No, it makes your life easier, right? Because you don't have to cook. And by the way, food here is so cheap. I'm impressed.
Food in Texas?
In Houston. Yesterday I went to a restaurant. Huge portion. So delicious. And so, so cheap compared to Seattle.
Everything's bigger in Texas.
It's amazing. It's really, I think it's a good thing that you have that.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you in a relationship?
No, I've been single for 2 years and my mother wants me to, like, I don't even know. Yeah. So, no, I'm not.
It's so funny how you talked about your mom. It's really funny.
I mean,
yeah, I get you. I get you. Oh man, moms, they're awesome. What's the first thing you do in the morning before heading to work?
Check my email.
Is it?
I check my email and I catch up on news. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of the essential thing that I have to do, because that really, really, we have clients and offshore associates, and they're in Gargaon and Chennai. So being able to understand where our team is, that way I know if I need to get on the phone right when, you know, and try and catch our offshore associates right when I get in. It's essential to our day-to-day kind of work within the team. So.
Okay, cool. Last question. Do you listen to music when you work? What kind of music?
I do listen to music. I have a couple Spotify playlists. And if I just get tired of that, they're mostly classic rock, or I guess depending on my day, I'll listen to classical music or indie. And if I get bored, then there's always Pandora. So
that's cool. What's your favorite app?
Twitter. Yeah.
Do you tweet a lot?
I tweet a lot. Well, I like the way I can just engage in conversations with people that I've never met.
Yeah.
Like that. And that's something that different platforms don't offer me. So.
And this is how we met.
This is exactly how we met. Yeah. I meet a lot of people on Twitter before Gracehopper, and then we'll catch up with each other or we'll meet each other in person. So I think that's really great, especially for things like Gracehopper.
Yeah. It's awesome. I love it. Okay. Coding question. What's your favorite language to code in?
Python.
Ooh, that's cool. Okay. What's the most useless gadget you bought?
The most useless gadget I bought is probably a point and shoot camera that I have. Uh-huh. And I bought it because of the color, not because of the actual camera, the functionality. It was just one of those things where I was like, really? Yeah, so.
I can understand you.
Yeah,
there,
it's very pretty, but useless.
Oh. Oh my god. Okay. What's a product you would like to work on? So I work at Microsoft. Could be a product in Microsoft or outside Microsoft. A product that you know in the industry and you're like, oh man, I wish I could work on that thing.
I really like Skype because, you know, I've used it to, you know, when I go out of town and I need that face-to-face time with my nieces or my family members and things like that. So, you know, understanding and being able to work on a product where you can connect people together in much more of, you know, just on the phone and things like that. And you can see each other, interact with each other. Mm. That's something that, you know, would really hit home for me.
Mm. Awesome. Yeah, Skype is a good choice. I think I like it. Okay. You're all about communication. You love communication.
I love communication.
Okay, Star Wars or Star Trek?
I'm going to lose major nerd points here, but I actually haven't seen either.
Oh.
So.
It's fine. I will say watch Star Wars.
Star Wars? Is
yes.
There an order? There's an order to watching the movies? Okay.
No. No, it's definitely not an order, but a suggestion. Here's the thing. I never watched either at all, and this year my husband sat me down because he knows the new Star Wars is coming up, and he said, you need to watch all the Star Wars this weekend. Like, oh my god, what are you talking about? Oh, it's so old. And then I'm like, how could I not watch this all these years? There was something missing in my life.
And you found it with Star Wars?
Star Wars.
That's great.
It's really, I mean, it's awesome. It's awesome. If you love space and sci-fi and nice ideas, creative ideas, you would love it. I love it. Okay. Next. What was your first success in technology?
My very first success in technology was completing my first programming course in college.
Cool.
Because I didn't learn how to code until I was in college. Mm-hmm. So that in and of itself was a really big success for me.
Yeah, I think I like that one. Last question, what's your advice to young generation? You're young though.
But forever 18.
Of course. But if you have an advice to other students or high schoolers or even in college, women or men who want to be in IT or tech, what could be an advice that you want to give them?
You know, I won't beat around the bush about it. You're going to face difficult times, and it could be learning a new language or just learning, you know, components or how to do something. Not everything is sunshine and daisies, but if you can muster through it, you know, everything will be worth it at the end. Especially if you're a student and you're struggling in computer science, you know, it's worth it at the end. It's worth the late nights and, you know, the not sleeping for a couple of days. It's worth it. So okay. Definitely just power through. There are a lot of people who've been in your shoes and, you know, you're not alone. And yeah, I guess it was.
Thank you, Vanessa. It was very nice to meet you, and great Grace Hopper. I hope to see you in the next Grace Hopper. Hi, boss. Send me, please, next year.
Yes, send her. We need people to come back and help volunteer. And
thank you, Vanessa.
Thank you.
Have a great stay, and yeah, bye.
Bye.